107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cansey. He says it'll come down to the voters.
American people will decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes a month for Republicans.
Biden commenting on the Supreme Court ruling that U.S. presidents enjoy broad immunity for official actions while in office, sending the issue back to a district-level judge to determine whether Trump's actions in the insurrection were official or unofficial, for which the court decreed there is no immunity. Trump on his social media declaring, "Big win for our Constitution and democracy. Proud to be an American." One death each reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Showers and thunderstorms
Grenada
likely.
After now,
Tuesday, mostly cloudy and more humid. A few rounds of rain and thunderstorms. And a high of 76.
Hungarian Prime Minister
Tuesday
Orban
night, still some showers and thunderstorms. A low of 64. Wednesday, 84. With a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. For the fourth, a high of 83. And a 40% chance of nighttime showers. Off and on rain on Friday. And a high of 77.
California is moving into what's called Phase 2 of its extreme temperature response plan, with a state operations center opening that will coordinate the statewide response. In much of the state, the heat will be above 100 degrees, in some areas 115 degrees for days without much recovery at night. In many areas, cooling centers are opening for those who need them, like the elderly and the homeless. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In New Orleans, Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick announced that the 8th District Police Station in the city's French Quarter will be designated a vocational technical school, immediately outlawing gun possession in the surrounding area, including a stretch of bar-lined Bourbon Street. The move coming as a new state law goes into effect, eliminating the need for concealed carry gun permits. The Louisiana Attorney General already making noises about suing to stop it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and community. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home, with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic, everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thought about thinking through.
News, I'm Ellis South. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maryland Governor Wes Moore visited Wisconsin over the weekend to campaign for President Biden and rally black voters. Governor Moore asked Democrats to continue supporting the president despite his rocky debate performance. According to a new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden is mentally capable of serving another term. July 1st is National Postal Workers Day, a celebration of the job they do to deliver the mail. Postal workers provide a vital service, especially during big election years. Daniel Cortez is with the American Postal Workers Union.
Whether it's the American Election Day, letters from grandparents, care packages to our service members overseas, vital prescriptions for our seniors and veterans, it's important to remember that all of that happens because of the dedication of the postal workers day in and day out.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ellis South, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Unlike Clemens with sports, the Colorado Rockies had the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and it's safe at first, but called out for running outside the baseball. Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. And now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask. I'll play it up. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz. That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz. Sports I like fun.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Roddy Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely here in the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees, and a gusty southeast wind. More showers and storms around for your Tuesday night, in the upper 70s. So the rain that we'll see will be locally heavy. Right now, it's 61.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll discuss the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling for Jack Smith's continuing case in 3 days of Joe Biden's top 100.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Kevin Kutinoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, same number, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up at 11:33, we're going to like mix up a little bit. 4th of July is on Thursday. Welcome to the first day of July. Want to know, what are your 4th of July traditions? What has to be on the table when you're serving? Where do you go watch fireworks? What is your family's thing? We used to play jarts. There were 6 of us. They figured if they lost it, that's coming up at 11:33. What are your July 4th traditions? We're going to start off, though. He is with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Dean Muller is our guest. And we're going to talk about the cost of cleaning up our environment. Good morning, Dean. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us, first of all, Dean, about Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. What does your organization do?
We've organized as a nonprofit here 2 years ago, and our efforts are to create a statewide coalition of individuals and organizations.
I'm a collector of masterpieces, totally into original things, and I've got priceless art hanging on my walls, and I love the noise that creator brings. Ain't got a vault for security, it's not a
it's on the refrigerator door with the misspelled name.
Ken and the dog and JD and her sister, they're out
in the middle of the
picture. Just slightly. I want to say that one of the current presidential nominees just said in a speech, I think it was on Saturday, that climate change is a hoax. And the climate is fine, and everything is fine, and it's all good, and it's not good. And we touched on this briefly in the first hour, Dean, about Hurricane Beryl, which is now forming around the islands, the Caribbean islands. And this is the earliest we have ever had a Category 4 hurricane in the hurricane season. This is not a good indicator of how things are going.
Ever or in a very long time, and changes out there that I think even the Z field impact. There's obviously a lot of subtle things that escape our notice.
But I think, too, I think it's so important that you're talking to farmers and to sportsmen, because if anybody's going to see the effect of this firsthand, it's those kinds of folks who are working the land and who are out hunting and fishing and seeing the ramifications of not taking action.
Right, and there was a story in the journal yesterday, the spear fishing on Lake Winnebago, and of course that lake freezes over. They drive across it. So a lot of things are changing, and I know that the tourism folks from up north are soliciting the state for some type of assistance. He's a song
stuck in my head. Yeah, I mean, it was tough, not only just coming out of COVID, and then now we have these climate changes to have to deal with. We talked to people from the Berkey when they were trying to figure out how they were going to handle this because of the lack of snow. And no, it's not normal, and this doesn't just happen. And it's not... Yes, the climate has changed considerably over the decades and decades and decades, but I don't know, the vast majority of scientists kind of agree that man is responsible for this warm-up. They're not just some wacky. They're not just wacky. They're just not wacky people with no experience who are just saying. I always think back to, and I can't think of the congressman's name, who brought a snowball into the House. And I don't think it was last year, but it might have been the year before. And he held up the snowball and said, look, there's snow. There's no climate change. This is the proof. That's not how it works. You'd say he hung the
moon. I'd say he hung. And I think somebody's whispering in his ear, but that's a whole other issue or story to tell. But yes, it is. I mean, are we in Wisconsin now? And supposed to have,
something that happened last year with the Canadian wildfires. The question I have is this now just something that happens? Do we now expect the red smoke, the plumes to come down from our state and to tell our kids on radio, yep, those are the wildfires coming our way. That's been happening most of my life. You know, now it's just something we're used to.
Right.
It's
a zombie fire and all of this stuff. Yeah. Things are changing. It's changing dramatically.
Our eyes and putting our fingers in our ears is not the answer. That is not going to help. Dean Muller is our guest. He's with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice, and we're talking about, obviously, the changing climate and how important it is. I think most Wisconsinites easily agree that conservation of our natural resources is a really important thing. It's something that's very, very close to our hearts that we find very important. So let's talk about some of the costs, Dean.
Yes. One of the things that we released a week or so ago was a cost study that we commissioned through the Center for Climate Integrity.
Stay informed with News on the Hour and be entertained with a better variety of your favorite country on Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
Some of the fallout that we're seeing that has been caused by climate change. And I have some good friends whose opinions I respect. And, they looked at this report and they said there's really not much in here It is very fact-based, a lot of scientific data. I mean, hey, you know, the report goes on for like 70 pages, but the first 36 pages of the report, the rest is footnotes. It is very detailed and very well documented. And, of course, a lot of this information was already out there, but it basically it's collecting it and putting it in one place and focusing specifically on the state of Wisconsin in terms of the total dollars. So it's $16 billion over the next 3 years is what the number comes out to be. And there's at least there's 12 categories that they focused on, but there's actually 66 in total that could have been included in the report. But they only focused on basically the higher ticket items, which was the 12. And if any case, it's probably an understatement of what the cost would be.
$16.7 billion.
Yep.
And that's not 20 years. That's in over 16 years. With your mind on my soul, and Dean, when we're talking about, are we talking about ramifications from increased flooding, tornado damage, those kinds of things?
Major storm things were not included in this report. The tornado expenses and that sort of thing. But one of the top categories was stormwater management. Close to $7 billion. Then you get into following that, you get road maintenance, etc. I mean, you know, an example of that, I think it was just last week, we saw some road buckling in the Fox Valley area. Well, those are the types of things that would fit into this cost study. And of course, one of the things the cost study emphasized is that proactiveness on the part of governmental bodies. In other words, making improvements in roads that would be able to withstand extreme heat and changes in temperature. To withstand that would actually cost far less. But we also know that governments cannot respond or in a proactive manner. They tend to see a problem when it occurs and then try to fix it then, which would cost less. But one of the interesting things that was near the top of the list in terms of a cost is tree canopy. And think about that. When you go down some of the city streets in some of our cities and you see this nice green canopy across the top, you know, it's, you know, a nice shade. It's obviously a positive experience. It's taking, you know, carbon out of the atmosphere for sure, but it's also providing some shading and obviously, you know, creates a better situation as far as keeping the houses cool and so forth. That was certainly a focus of the report. Those are some of the top line items that come to mind here. And, you know, we can get into some of the other things, too, that I think are very practical in terms of air conditioning for public buildings. You know, that's a key cost, too, that the report cited.
We're going to go to a short break, Dean, and then we will come back and talk more about some of the costs involved in dealing with the fossil fuel industry and the climate change that we're all dealing with firsthand. Dean Muller is our guest with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She had a dress this way all around her knees.
Routine tasks.
Alzheimer's. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time-based or support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allman Show.
I think there are a lot of people
Todd Allman Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hill Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold with the potential for a maximum payout.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide is on the board. You can join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we are joined by Dean Muller. He's with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice.
You don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit the shoebox in Blacker, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Blacker.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Budget of 1X. Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Flooring Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching disease helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bedlinen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Obviously taxpayers and elected officials. Because, you know, cities and counties are on the front line to deal with it. And they don't have the money to deal with it. And so the question is, you know, how are we going to fund it? You know, I think that we had a lot of support out of this administration. You know, some people might criticize. I mean, let me back up for a minute. We need energy. And that's why the energy and, you know,
let's go back to candles. No.
But anyway, my point is that we need energy and we need green energy. We need to make this transition. And that is the sum and substance of it. And it needs to be reliable. It needs to be, you know, consistent. It's, you know, we're in a situation right now where, I mean, that's what, 156 years ago, when our coal in the ground started extracting oil and gas and coal out of the ground, and it was there 150 million years ago. And, you know, we're going to reach a point where we exhaust that, and that's why we're cracking and trying to everything possible. It is not a sustainable model. My background is business and investment. It's not a sustainable model. It's not going to last forever. So we need to find other ways. And of course, we need to stimulate that type of activity. And I think this administration has done a great job of doing that and getting money out. And I've been told that every dollar that has come out of Washington from the Infrastructure Act or IRA, every dollar that has come out has been 5 hours. private money that's stuck up in NASDAQ.
Wow.
That's a huge move of money in the right direction here in terms of, and yes, there's been profits to be made, there's been money to be made, there's been choices, et cetera. That's how the capital system works. But that overlay of government intervention and support is always necessary. And you might also go back to the fossil fuel industry, which currently gets a $7 trillion subsidy, which, of course, would be a good start to lower that back. And, that's a tall tale, because that's basically the tax law. And, of course, the green stuff is always the sunset, you know? It's,
sure.
We got to come back and decide again, stretch our hands and say, this is a good thing, and continue doing it again. This is the first time in this country we've had an industrial policy. It really is coherent and broad-based and bringing the jobs back, manufacturing, et cetera. And that, to me, is a breath of fresh air. We just need to continue to maintain it and build on it.
You said the word $7 trillion, and it just sounds like to me you could, you know, maybe take $1 trillion away. Just a measly trillion. That's, what is that? That's not, that's Staples. We don't need it. Just take $1 trillion and use it for these types of projects, these types of expenditures, and you can fund them for how long?
Before you went out. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It would be a huge, it will take massive amounts of money to move this thing in the right direction. There's no question about it. Money is going to make it happen. It always comes down to money. Where is that money going? It's going in the right direction.
Dean Muller.
We as taxpayers and citizens need to make sure that happens, yeah.
Dean Muller is with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice, and we're talking about some of the costs involved if we do not start addressing climate change and its effects on our environment and our water and our farmers and everything. Dean, when you are talking to people, I'm curious, where do you get the most pushback from? Who is giving you the most pushback about this? Other than oil company executives, who I'm pretty sure would not be for this.
I think the response we have gotten from people has been outstanding. I mean, they appreciate the fact that we're pushing this issue, bringing it to the fore. Not to take the thunder away from any of the other marvelous social justice and environmental people that are out there, but this is our focus. Some of them focus on the legislative approach to the situation. You know, our focus is in terms of education and particularly making this connection between fossil fuel and climate change. I guess the thing that I continue to emphasize, maybe it's a different way of answering your question, is sometimes we need to come back to what are our shared values in this state. What do we value?
Yes.
And I think we all live here for, the four seasons, for starters, the outdoor beauty of this state and so forth, and we want to preserve the pristine quality of this state. And of course, let's talk a minute about, the fact that this state has a wonderful environmental heritage going back to John Muir and all the way up to Senator Nelson and beyond. So, focus on that and not be at loggerheads regarding this. We need to come together on this and not talk quarrel about it and find some common solutions, because it's a big problem that's staring us in the face.
I highly encourage you to check out their website. We will include it in our show notes. Give Greg about 45 minutes to get those posted. We'll include all the links, including where you can get this Excel spreadsheet that has a climate cost for every municipality in Wisconsin, so you can check out the costs for your hometown and city. That will be in the show notes after the show is over. Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Really appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Stay close. News is coming up next. And then when we return, your 4th of July family traditions. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
side with a balance up the soul on the mind.
The U.S. presidents enjoy broad immunity for official actions while in office, sending the issue back to a district-level judge to determine whether Trump's actions in the insurrection were official or unofficial, for which the court decreed there is no immunity. Trump hit his social media declaring, "Big win for our Constitution and democracy. Proud to be an American." One death each reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada. Category 5 Hurricane Beryl through the southeast Caribbean. Hungarian Prime Minister Orban turned up in Kyiv for talks with Ukraine Zelensky. Orban's first visit to Ukraine since Russia invaded 2 years ago. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio. Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and lonely across the Civic Media Network.
We aren't 6 feet apart.
Media News. I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in Wisconsin following recent severe weather across the state. Late June storms damaged trees and infrastructure and caused power outages and flooding. A state of emergency will allow the Wisconsin National Guard to help with storm response and recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign has started collecting signatures to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 ballot signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I would not have chosen.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Peach Wabba. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film was a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest-grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. 8 of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. Star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff. In fact, the future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Prine. Showers and thunderstorms likely here in the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees, and a gusty southeast wind. More showers and storms around for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper 70s. Some of the rain that we'll see will be locally heavy. It's 63 at our studios. That someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow. To me, that's the Democratic Project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Please join us live.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice. Challenge is going to come. This year is not just going to show up again. Allow us to walk the line.
Somewhere in my heart. Somewhere in my
broken heart.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel joins us to talk about the Supreme's recent decisions. Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
USA,
welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're listening on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Our guest, who just joined us in the previous half hour, Dean Muller, is with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. And we were talking about the cost of climate change and how that's going to essentially affect every municipality across the country and around the world, essentially, as these extreme climate conditions continue, either droughts or floods or tornadoes or heat, you know, roads buckling due to the heat. And we were talking again about the fossil fuel industry. He points out oil companies get a subsidy of $3 trillion.
Seven.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm way low ball. Yeah. 7 trillion. Texter says, I find it fascinating that climate change deniers dismiss fossil fuel companies making billions of dollars, but they're suspicious of scientists who make thousands of dollars doing climate research. Yeah, climate scientists are getting rich.
And groups like Wisconsin.
For Environmental Justice.
Thank you. They have the rock to push up the mountain, which is to say, we need to do this thing, which will benefit you and I. But we need money,
and we need to do it now.
And it's information, it's nuance, and that's not people's forte nowadays.
This information says the texter can flip logic and even basic math on its head. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. So thank you for that. Where to move on? 4th of July is Thursday. We're wondering about your 4th of July traditions. Is it going to a firework show? Is it shooting off fireworks from this place? For your neighborhood?
Is it protecting your dog from the scariness of fireworks?
Is there a dish you have to have when you set up a picnic table? Is someone's favorite hot dish that the recipe that you want to share? What do you do for the 4th of July? What are your plans? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Andrew from Maine says, I tried the whole booze and liquor tradition, which I'm assuming is fireworks. It decided to go a different direction after years in fire and EMS. Yes, I have been to a guy who was peppered with bearings after homemade firework gone bad. That sounds really bad.
You lost me at homemade fireworks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair, let's not do this.
Yeah.
Make your own fireworks. Can we agree on that?
I guess we can. That's this guy.
I mean, there's all kinds of fireworks places if you want to do fireworks.
I pass like 3 of them on my own.
And they're pretty spectacular. I mean, what they do now is pretty spectacular for the stuff that you can actually buy.
You don't know. Sales. Always buy three, get one free. Buy one, get three free. You know, sparklers, two for one. They're always deals. Are you going to a party? Are you having a party? Is it a big one? Is it a small one? We're having a 4th of July gathering. I think there's a nice thing. Let us celebrate the 4th and then on the 5th, or if it's yesterday, this is how it's Friday. But just cooking out. We got a new grill. We're going to christen the grill.
Wow.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of food. And I think right now there's only four. So
wow, you know what? Really well,
yeah, well, and Calvin, I saw that face you just made. Don't be jealous of my supreme I've grilled three times skills, okay? I look up everything on YouTube. I actually have our good friend on Sting. I said, tell me what she likes now. Look up some videos on how to perfectly cook that version of her steak. Want to overdo it?
Right.
And I don't want this. It's fine.
It was nice. It was so good.
No, I loved it. It was fine. It went from fine to I really loved it. That's all pity.
If they slathered in ketchup, that's probably not a good
get out of my house.
Calvin.
I was grimacing at cooking skills. I was grimacing that you listed like
six entrees. You're having four people. That's what happens when you're married to the family I'm married to. If you go to a holiday party, and I love my in-law, I am so lucky. But we have a whole Thanksgiving meal of like appetizers before the meal. So I have like half a plate of dinner.
Because you're so full from all the apps.
Because who can say no to artichoke dip? Calvin, Jane, you can. I know you can.
I would crumble in the face of her.
You're pure-blooded American.
What is your family doing, Calvin, for the
morning? We'll probably not do it too much lately. We've just been going over to my aunt's house, who has a pool.
Nice.
But yeah, I remember back when I was a kid, though, my dad's boss, or former boss, her mom had a house on the beach, basically, on Oconomowoc Lake.
Nice.
So we went there, and we always felt really out of place, because it's all, like, older people, and then my family shows up.
Oh, here's the Butenoffs.
I know that feeling when you walk into a place, and immediately you're like, oh, I am. My mouth shut because I will start making jokes and people will be like, who is this?
It's like listener in Madison on WMDX, Columbus, 4th of July festivities. My American dream is an overpriced funnel cake in my mouth.
That almost read like a...
That's what you gotta do.
That almost read like a haiku. Let's see here. Oh, Andrew's from Maine. He's not gonna get Rick. You should really practice it. Every day between now and Thursday. Make sure you get it right. Cool. Are you buying all those things, Andrew, for Maine? Because I got a post office. I got a house. You can send them to me.
You can just Venmo him.
He was going to say,
instead of steak money.
Yeah. Greg Steak Money. P.O. Box 6868, Syosset, New York, 11725. Jane, what about you?
We used to when I was growing up because, again, my father was a mortician. And we never took family vacations because
people die.
People die, and people make pre-arrangements and pay in advance for the services. And so you better be there if Aunt Betsy kicks.
So your family never had like an outside the family associate there if you wanted to. Okay, so
he had one good friend who was also a mortician and slinger.
Yeah.
And they would try and spell each other. But
you try to what?
Spell each other. So you wanted to go week off, I'll cover for you. I want week off, look over for me. But they didn't take that vacation alone. So we had a little place on a beach outside of Hartford. It was like 10 minutes outside of Hartford. And so that's where we were all summer. Certainly on the 4th of July. But we all learned how to water ski and swim and wrestle swimmers and play charts. Look out.
Calvin, do you know what charts are?
I'm familiar.
What are you familiar with? What do you know?
Well, so charts, are they not just like large charts that you grow and then in the ground? Like,
oh, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was a big flying heavy metal weapon.
Yes.
Is what it was. If you tried to get it into a circle.
Yes. Or
that was the target.
You threw it at your best friend, David Kirschbaum, to see if he was made of the kind of material that could, you know, keep one of those things from entering his body. We actually, what we did was we got tired of trying to get the circle, and we had this shit in our backyard. And one day we just threw it, and it stuck in the door just a little bit. I'm like, let's just fun, let's do it again. And then I really let it rip, and it went halfway through the door. And this is what Greg Bond, our little genius, thought would be the best solution. Found a piece of wood in my dad's unused wood pile, and just hammered it over the hole. And by the way, the shed was painted brown. The wood was natural light pine. So really, if anything, I was certainly calling attention to it. So I was never going to make it as a
criminal,
as a heister, bank robber. I would have never. I'd tear.
Just not your calling.
Yeah.
Not your calling.
But yeah, jarts, exactly what Calvin said. If you don't know what they are, look them up. They were maybe illegal because they were killing people.
Absolutely. And again, I can't believe, I mean, we had them for years.
Yes.
We had them for years. And it's amazing they stayed on the market that long.
Yeah.
It really is. And then once I finally realized many years later, and I always made the joke that while my parents had six kids and they figured if they lost two, we still got four of them. Fine. Let them play jarts. Now, Chris Casper in Madison says we used to throw them straight up in the air and then scatter.
Yeah, same, same. And here's the thing, it is a piece of skill with a, not a pointy chip, but enough to go into the ground.
And to, enough to pierce your flesh, yeah. Certainly.
And then when they're like, how do we make this even better? Let's place plastic wings on them to help them build up speed.
Even better idea.
Yes, lawn jarts. What a wonderful invention.
What did you play with on the 4th of July? What were you, how did you try to kill yourself as a child?
What did you play with? Is it still legally allowed to be bought?
855-752-4842, 855-756. Leave a comment on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and what you see on Twitter. Text her, my little sisters were playing lawn darts. The littlest one got hit. And my dad told her, if you aren't going to duck, oops.
Yeah, it was a lot cooler than mine.
Yeah.
He saw that hole in his head.
That's funny. And he tried to match it up with a different color for
it. Yes, that's funny.
The other thing my father loved, and again, he was a mortician, and I think that's one of the reasons we all found it so funny. It was called the Polish Can. And it was made out of Mountain Dew cans, specifically. It had to be Mountain Dew cans. And you would have maybe four Mountain Dew cans. That would just, and then you duct tape them together to make a tube.
Yes.
And the bottom was a little hole where you put in some lighter.
Oh, boy.
And then you drop a tennis ball in. And you lit the lighter.
Hey, kids, don't try this at home.
And the tennis ball would go.
Why was it called a Polish can?
I have no idea.
That just
if someone could explain that to me, I would appreciate it. We can't be the only ones who grew up with this. My father would laugh. Like, it was just so joyful to see him have so much fun with such a silly thing. I would watch it for an hour. And we would all chase the ball. You know, the ball would go down the hill. We'd all run it back and watch him do it again.
You
and he would just
Schmidt-Woodland howl. 50, it was hilarious.
A Polish cannon. Am I the only one?
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I don't know why it was called Polish cannon.
Sounds like a knock on my people.
No, I don't think it was.
Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Range, Open Season Outlet.
I mean, the only thing I had that was like weird back in those days was the fact that, you know, you could buy a toy gun that looked like a real gun.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bowling dealer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and 8.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, so Saturday, weird. 9 to 5.
Reminiscing about childhood, yes, reminiscing
Hi,
about childhood.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary
if you
Clary
had a toy
funeral home.
That was
with
potentially deadly, you can always share that with us.
Time to
at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Whatever you do for the 4th of July, I hope you're safe. We hope you're safe.
Yes.
Please be careful on the roadways.
Call today and protect
if you're going to have fireworks,
with a pathway
great.
Policy
please be
from
careful.
Beacon Insurance.
And use them respectfully.
At Clary Memorial
and
Funeral
Robert
Home
from McFarland posted a video on YouTube on how to make a Polish cabinet.
Are you ready
I'm not
for
putting
a
that in the
sizzling
show
summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscular Lions Club
that.
Is proud of presenting
Ribfest. I've heard from the lawyers.
Sunday, July 14th
on
at the Lions
right,
Shelter at Victoria
You're
Riverside
to Matt
Nair Park
on air.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold
network.
Out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2.
And the 40 room
hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buy now, pay later services. And you might know some of these names. Orna, Affirm, Afterpay. These are where when you're shopping online, instead of buying something all at once, you can just pay 25% of the cost and then pay the rest all at once. Well, turns out more and more folks are missing new payments. At least Credit Karma survey found that 36% interest, which turns these services from, oh, maybe useful, to, oh, this is costing me way more than I expected. Buy now, pay later services don't help your credit score. Tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Jewison.
They call you a big man.
News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But if you get no attention, you better off on a pension. If you ain't loving, then you ain't living.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Mikhail B on the board. You can always join us. We're in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Talking generally about the 4th of July, what your traditions are, any traditional foods or things you have to have at your lookout, or games you play. We're talking about jarts. We got off a little sidetrack about Polish cannons, which made my father laugh like just about nothing else. Tom from New Berlin says, hey, Jane, we upped the Polish cannon, which we use. My dad made it using soda cans, Mountain Dew cans in particular. Why that was a special thing, I have no idea. We upped the Polish cannon by using quart cans taped together and a wad of paper for a tennis ball. It was loud.
How did the...
Like there's no
tomorrow. If I'm reviewing this correctly
there
in my head,
no
you put lighter fluid at the bottom,
right
you put the tennis ball at the
stand.
Bottom.
You drop the tennis ball in the top,
yeah.
And then you light it at the bottom.
And then the
lighter fluid goes and it shoots.
How does it not explode the cans? How does it not affect
the right
cans
here in our
They're just duct taped together.
But explosions are usually stronger.
But it's just like
sure
it's not. It's not like I'm throwing a charge of dynamite.
Never. Oh, can I tell you that story? I meant to tell you the story in the previous segment. Went to a 4th of July party. House went. Everyone brought some fireworks. Nothing big. Whatever. One guy pulls out this white tube that has red, white, blue wrap around it. It's like just like a big, you know, whatever. I forget about it. Talking to somebody. All of a sudden I hear a kaboom that rattles the house. And everyone stops and what happens. And we found out he had brought quarter stick dynamite to a party. Yeah, he wrapped it. He wrapped it in red, white, and blue because he wanted it to be festive.
My festive dynamite.
My festive dynamite that, you know, blew a 3-foot hole in the ground.
Boy, are you lucky to know where you got hurt.
Wow. But now I look back going, yeah, where's the dynamite? That's weird. But also, that group of friends back then, on brand.
Where are they now? Yes, they're like,
jail.
Drake from Green Bay. Listening on WGBW, we just called them tennis ball cannons. They eventually changed up the size of the cans to ruin everything.
Well, you know.
See, we can't keep nice things.
Respecting my people.
Tennis ball cannon.
Thank you. No sensitive.
I just, that's what I know. Back in the day, when we had horses.
I was going to say, I didn't know about who was around back then.
Was it really early? You would like to share with us 855-752-4842. Washington Post is out with a list of their favorite red, white, and blue recipes for the 4th of July. This is a crime.
The article?
watermelon and tomato salad.
Oh.
That's just wrong.
Why?
Watermelon, tomato, and a red onion create a rainbow of red hues in this refreshing salad. Yeah, it's nice to look at. Watermelon, tomatoes, and red onions, and I like all three of those things.
Yeah. I can't knock it simply because I haven't tried it, and I used to really, want pizza, cheese on apple pie, because it just didn't sound right to me. And then one day I was like, I'll try it, and I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Because you like, now you like pineapple.
I love pineapple ham on pizza. Oh my gosh, the sweet and salty coming together is one. Please give me all.
Well, if anybody can defend the watermelon and tomato and onion salad, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, folks, I'm just letting you know, we've apparently scratched an itch with this whole canon thing.
Oh, gosh.
Some of these texts we can't read, I feel like, legally, because you are instructing us how to make weapons. So we love your memories. They're so enjoyable. But just short of putting the Anarchist Cookbook online.
Yeah, we probably won't share these.
Oh, my God.
Bob from McFarland, y'all ever made a tennis ball explode? Oh, Bob, I'm not going to read this. You're right.
Yes.
It's just all...
Y'all going to see a dead body.
Homemade bombs and homemade explosives. I think that's a bad idea.
We really, I mean, seriously, the amount of explosives in the text line right now is worrisome.
Well,
worrisome.
We've always had this tradition of blowing things up, apparently. And how that ever started is a tradition of the 4th of July.
And then
how that translated, I'm not quite sure.
In 1776, some guy named Stu was like, pretty! And that just became a thing.
It was Stu.
It was Stu's fault.
From 1776.
I have thoughts on it. We can't get into it.
He had to drink a beer to keep his
I do think we can peel back. Like, go see your municipalities, go see the big, you know, whether it's, I'm happy to see it walking.
Right.
But I'm just, now it becomes, women. I'm so nervous. Like, I told Bridget,
this is her first divorce.
I said, maybe we should have just a night in the basement, the finished basement, TV. Hang up,
Bob. Why don't you see how she reacts first?
She's already gone.
Oh, she's already gone.
They've been blowing things up since April.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it gets her riled up just to begin with. I don't get it.
Well, yep, and that's another thing to keep in mind. Please keep your pets safe.
Yes.
Wednesday and Thursday, and probably for all of the weekend as well. So a lot of dogs tend to run away, unfortunately, if they get swooped by fireworks.
Yeah.
All right, news is coming up next. And then Todd Palma, wonderful Todd Palma show from noon to 2. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. I have a feeling Maggie will be talking just perhaps a little bit about the Supreme Court decision giving Donald Trump not complete and total immunity, but pretty
close. And every president immunity. Take it, Joe Biden.
Yeah, take it, Joe Biden. Well, we will talk about that tomorrow. Jim Santel will be joining us at 10:33, so I hope you join us as we try and break down these really impactful Supreme Court decisions that have all come over in the last week and a half or so. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Greg and Callan and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening and absolutely the world. I hope you find some joy today and have a chance to share it. Stay close. News is next, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And civic media personality Earl Ingram from The Earl Ingram Show and comedian Joby Sapp to talk about his show in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
She says she likes to dance, she loves to make friends with my friends. She don't give a damn what anyone thinks me. She says she don't let me want to get drunk and mama's at 2 in the morning. If she wants, yeah, she got it, cause she got it like that. I will record.
107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.